Let's just quickly consider this question, which has come in for you, Peter.
Do machines learn the same way as humans do? What are the differences?
That's from Ian. What do you think?
So, yes. I mean, I think they do. There are similarities. So the way really you can imagine your brain working is there's a bunch of neurons. There's maybe about 100 billion neurons in your brain, and they're all wired up, and each one of them is taking in a bunch of inputs from another neuron, deciding how to behave and firing out its set message, which is then being input to all these other neurons. So really, this is a fairly simple core underlying structure behind all of the brains in nature. But really, it's actually how all of these neurons work together and how you have this property in nature, which is called emergence, where a lot of simpler things interacting with each other lead to a higher level, more complex behavior. And this, you see this over and over again. And one of the best places to see that is in, say, a bee's nest or something like that, where each individual bee is behaving in a relatively simple way, but together they manage to create these huge hives which can think in far more sophisticated ways than any one of the individual bees can. And the same process is happening inside your brain and actually across your body in all sorts of other ways. So it's really, they're called connectionist models. So they're models of how simpler components can come together and through their interactions lead to a higher level, more complex behavior. And our brain works like that, and these artificial neural networks work in exactly the same way, by the same process. There are a bunch of aspects in which they're not the same. You know, that we really don't understand all sorts of aspects of how human brains work, and we also don't understand how cells work. So we can't really say that in a very precise way they work in the same way as the way humans learn, but they do use very, very similar processes.